shin bone.
Sam hasn't been sick for a while. He said, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
sickly or pink, you know.
Okay. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
healthy.
Or he can lift heavy weights, he's
strong.
Okay. Do you ever say he's stout or husky?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, it's not right after he got sick or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do those words mean?
Stout would be, I was on one about my size, probably weighed about 210 instead of, like myself, we call husky because I weigh about 240. You know, husky is another word for almost fat.
But it's still strong.
Oh, yeah, you still think
husky is.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you still get around, good move, you know.
What about someone who's really easy to get along with, who's always long, doesn't lose his temper? You say that he's
good guy, you know. That's all I can say about anybody like that.
Do you ever say he's pleasant or good natured or
whatever? Oh, yeah. You know, this day and time, though, you tell someone that, well, he's pleasant, you know, you may think he's gay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say good guy, and that's all you need, really.
Did someone like a teenage boy who seems to be all arms and legs, you say that he's
lanky?
Okay. What about someone who's always stumbling or dropping things?
Clumsy.
And if a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say?
Stupid.
Or he's just a plain
idiot.
Do you ever use the word fool?
No. Try not to.
How do people use that?
I'd just say it's just a way of downgrading somebody, really.
Just to call them
a fool.
You wouldn't use that, though?
No, not really. It may be in a joking way I may have used it. I can't think of any, but I may have.
Mm-hmm. Do people, you know, somewhere in the Bible it says not to call people a fool?
Well, that's mainly what I base it off of. You know, it is in the Bible. I don't remember where, but it is in the Bible.
So that's why most people don't want to use it?
Well, I would say that's why I think everybody looks at it as call someone a fool. It's just a way of downgrading them, you know.
What about someone who has plenty of money but won't spend any money at all?
Moocher. Time.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, these everyday people, I mean, you can talk to them, they'll listen to you, you can get along with them, you know.
What if you said that a girl is common?
Well, I mean, good head, you know, I mean, no trouble.
Mm-hmm. And say an older person, maybe in their 80s, still gets around real well, still does all his work, you'd say that he's awfully
active.
Okay, any other way of saying that?
Just gets around good for his age or something, you know.
Do you ever say spry or whip or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Spry, you know. It's mighty spry for his age or something, you know.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little.
A little worried or sick about or something, you know.
Or you say you wouldn't feel easy about it, you say you felt
worry.
Okay. And you say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, huh?
Scared.
Okay. And you say, well, I don't see why she's scared now. She
didn't used to be.